2-1, a first win under the stewardship of Paul Holland this season. Watching was David Jackson with the manager.
Well, Paul, two good performances this week. How nice that you've actually got something to show for this one.
Yeah, that was the disappointing thing the other night. The lads came off the pitch feeling very proud of the performance, but obviously deflated about the result. So it was nice to, first half especially, I thought we got the ball down and passed it, created chances, and you know, they've responded from just conceding a goal just before half time. But they were still, like I said earlier, they sort of jogged off the pitch like you want, chests out, ready to come back out and fight again for 45 minutes second half.
Two impressive things. Firstly that, but secondly that having gone 2-1 up, they managed to hold on for the rest of the 40 minutes because Bradford really went for it.
Yeah, they did. You know, they're a good team. They've got a lot of experience in the team. And, you know, there was some worrying moments. You try and change little things, but you've still got to defend balls in the box, and I thought we did that tremendously today.
I think when you first of all told us it was going to be Nathan Arnold and Mickey Boulding up front, there was a few raised eyebrows wondering how those two might work together, but they did well Tuesday night, and they both got on the score sheet today, perfectly justifying it for you.
Yeah, you know, I've said as a sort of midfield four and a back four, if we can supply the ball to Nathan and to Mickey where they want it, they'll cause trouble. But, you know, the pleasing thing is that they've passed the ball again today. We've come here, which is a hard place to come, and we've played some good football. But, you know, I'm proud of every single one. They've backed me. They've done what I want them to do, and, you know, let's see what happens this week.
And on a personal note, this has done you no harm, has it, in your bid to try and get the job permanently?
No, I've said all along that I'd love it. You know, I know how I want to play football. And I think over the last two games, the lads have proven that that's, you know, they enjoyed playing that way as well. But we're not going to rest on anything. They're going to be work extremely hard in training this week for two difficult games coming up next weekend.
Have you been given any indication that today's result and performance might have any bearing on the decision that those in charge make?
No, not really. Just to come and do, you know, the job to the best of my ability here today. You know, I'm thoroughly enjoying my time. I can't thank Carl and Ivan enough. You know, their experience behind me is invaluable, as is Paul Maiden and Mickey Merriman and Dave Jervis. Everyone at the club's really backed everything. So, you know, I'm confident that if I'm given the job, then we can move forward.
The indication is it looks like a decision might be made next week, get somebody for the rest of the season. You've got no idea at the moment whether it's going to be you or somebody else then?
No. Hopefully we'll move it now, but all I can do is get the lads in to prepare as I have them. You know, they keep saying you've got one game at a time. It is difficult just to, you know, you've got one game to try and put your point across to them, but you know, the lads have responded magnificently again, so let's see what happens.
You're certainly doing your chances no harm today. Thanks for your time, Paul.
No problem, thank you.
That's Paul Holland with David Jackson at 4-1. Here's the first goal scorer, Nathan Arnold with David Jackson.
Nathan, well played, a fully deserved but extremely hard fought win that, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had to graft very hard towards the end, but Tuesday night we played well and didn't get the result. And today, first half, you know, we passed it, we played well. But Barry Conlon, like, come up just before half time, we had to come back out, we know we had to get the tempo up again and try and do the right things. Unfortunately, we couldn't get it down as well in the second half and we're a bit under the cosh. Bradford put a lot of pressure on us, but then we had to just, you know, ride it and graft out a result.
Well, I think what was impressive was that having got that killer blow right on the stroke of half-time, you came out so brightly at the start of the second half. That was really impressive.
Yeah, we needed to, you know, because we could have easily gone under. We could easily say, here we go again, you know, and but we didn't. We've dug in. And, you know, we've got a goal early on in the second half, which is important, and we could, like, have something to, you know, build on. So, like, all the lads got together then, everyone got behind the ball, and we needed to graft out a result because we needed 3 points desperately.
What about your goal then? Fairly early on, I know it took a big deflection, but I was right behind it. I'm sure it was curling into the top corner anyway.
I was aiming for the top corner, you know, it took a slight deflection. It's a bit of luck, probably we deserve. But, yeah, I'll take it all day. I just Dutch told us to go out and, you know, try and turn me and Mickey Golden up front and run at the experienced guys. He's not got much legs and did that and it paid off. So
you seem to enjoy playing alongside Mickey. You seem to work well together.
Well, what it is, I'm playing in sort of all off Mickey, and last two games it's worked well because I can get in little holes and not get marked, so I can, I've got more time on the ball. But yeah, with the energy we've got in midfield and that, it helps me to get in little holes, getting half turns, and you know, and I'm not getting picked up, so I'm really enjoying my football at the minute because I can just get on it and like express myself.
So from your point of view, you'd like Paul Holland to get it permanently as soon as he's got in, he's stuck you up front.
Well, yeah, I'd like to see Paul like get it anyway, even if I wasn't playing, you know, because like, he's a great character, a great guy, and he gets the best out of the lads, you know, and Sterling gets the best out of me because he knows me inside and out and he knows the club inside and out. So, yeah, why not?
Okay, well played today.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
That's Nathan Arnold with David Jackson at Valley Parade on BBC Radio Nottingham.